Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
In today's short devotional, we're going to talk about Amos the farmer. And our verse is Amos chapter 1, verse 1. Here it is. The words of Amos, who was among the sheep breeders of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. Now, what kind of person does God use? We sometimes think God uses the brightest and the best. He must choose the most holy and talented to deliver his message or to advance his kingdom. You know, the writings of the prophet Amos show us that this isn't true. The name Amos means burden or burden bearer. Since most of the prophecies of Amos concern coming judgment on either the nations surrounding Israel or judgment on Israel itself, he was a man with a burden. And the man God chose to carry this burden was, as Amos 1:1 tells us, he was among the sheep breeders of Tekoa. It seems that Amos had no formal theological or prophetic training, though there was a school of the prophets in those days whose members were known as the sons of the prophets at the time. You can find that in 1 Kings 20 or 2 Kings chapter 2. But Amos was a simple man. He was a farmer who had been uniquely called to ministry. He was not a priest. He wasn't a Levite. He wasn't a professional pastor or prophet, just among the sheep breeders of Tekoa. Amos spoke of his background and his calling in Amos chapter 7, verses 14 and 15. This is what he wrote there. I was no prophet, nor was I the son of a prophet, but I was a sheep breeder and a tender of sycamore fruit. Then the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said to me, go, prophesy to my people Israel. Amos used an unusual word to describe his occupation. Instead of calling himself a shepherd, the literal ancient Hebrew word used here called Amos a sheep raiser. Amos probably chose this title to emphasize the fact that he really was a shepherd, and that he did not mean shepherd in some kind of symbolic or spiritual sense. The way God used Amos reminds us of the ways that he used the 12 disciples of Jesus, who were common working men that God used to do great things. God gave this simple man Amos a big job to do. Amos was a prophet to the 10 northern tribes, the kingdom of Israel. And in the days of Amos, Israel had one wicked king after another. Yet because of the weakness of their larger neighbors, this was mostly a time of peace and prosperity for the kingdom of Israel. So do you see the picture? God called a simple farmer to preach to a prosperous nation who had forgotten him. We might think that the successful times needed a sophisticated preacher, a smooth talker who graduated from a top theological academy. Yet God had another plan. God knew that he could use this unlikely man in a great way. Maybe it's time for you to start thinking outside the box. Perhaps you have thought that God could only use you in ways that seemed logical and reasonable. Now, God can and will use you in ways that make sense. But you also need to think outside that box, considering that the most important qualification is the call of God. Not only can God use humble people like Amos, you could say that he specializes in it. Remember the principle from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Today, be one of those humble people that God can give his grace to and use in a significant way.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.